by Lady Hornet coach Toby Wynn. And coach, tonight, first quarter, you had to be kind of excited about what you saw from your girls. You tied at 17, but then in the second quarter, that dreaded shooting drought showed up.
Yeah, I anticipated us to come out and play well in the first quarter. I thought we would play well. I feel like that sometimes when those kind of things happen, when you're missing a couple of key players, that people elevate their game and rise to the occasion. And in the first quarter, our players did that. In the second quarter, we just completely lost our way. We just defensively just made numerous mistakes where we just didn't communicate and talk and do the things that we were supposed to do, and we did in the first quarter. And we let those guys get free for some open looks. And when you give up 7 threes in the quarter like we did right there, I mean, they got the separation they needed for us to, to not be able to really make a strong comeback to get back in the game. Now, I say that, I mean, we cut it back to 10 there in the third quarter, and we kind of had some opportunities, but we couldn't get a rebound, and we're playing triangle and two, and the two people we're playing triangle and two on somehow get 7 points, out of that deal. And, that was just kind of pushing it back to 17, and how we just could not find our way. But, the way it was tonight, Greg, for us, I mean, there was a very small margin for error. We were going to have to play very, very well in the defensive end and limit them from being able to have, 3-point opportunities. We're going to have to try to limit their offensive rebounding. We didn't do a good job of either one of those. Then we're going to have to shoot a high percentage. I mean, we're going to have to make a high percentage of shots. And, obviously 7 for 36 from the 3-point line is not going to get it done.
When I'm looking at it, if you're breaking it down by 10-minute segments, that first 10 minutes you're pretty pleased with.
Yeah.
Second 10 minutes, you're not pleased at all.
No.
Third 10 minutes of play, not bad.
Not bad.
You're down by only one. But in the fourth quarter, then they just kind of enforced their will on you again.
Yeah, they did. I mean, in the fourth quarter, we had to try to do some different things defensively. And ultimately, we tried to disguise some zone into some man stuff. And then they kind of figured it out there. And they got some easy buckets on us. And now we're just trying to do some things defensively that we just had to try to generate some sort of stop somehow, some way. But like I said, I mean, we're just going to have to, we just don't have that much room for error right now, especially with this group and this team we got. I mean, we got to shoot a very high percentage, like I said, and we got to make sure defensively we can't have mistakes and miscues against good teams like that.
Stevie Stinchcomb making her first start at the point guard. Not a bad night for her.
She played good. She played really hard. I know she would like to see a few of those 3-point shots go in. Me too as well. But, you can't fault, her effort. I mean, I thought that she did a good job of, execute the stuff that we were trying to execute, and she kept us in it, and she battled hard. She played super hard. I was really proud of her and her effort.
18 points, has 2 steals, 4 assists, only 1 turnover, also has 4 rebounds. The negative, of course, was her 0-for-7 beyond the arc.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, if she just would have made a few of those 3-point shots, I mean, you're talking about, a really, really, really nice 4 game. But outside of that, I mean, just throw her in there and her just kind of have to do what she did. You got to be proud of her and her efforts.
Well, you have one more game to play without Treasure and without Victoria, and that's against Missouri Southern. Here's a team that was picked to win the conference, but they've been struggling here as of late. But it's no easy place to play in Leggett Gymnasium.
No, it's not. We're gonna have to try to find a little something tomorrow in practice, and a little something to shoot around on Saturday to try to make sure that we're prepared to be able to make this a little bit more competitive. I'm gonna have to try to dig into a bag of tricks to see if we can come up with something to try to do this, and then we're gonna have to have our players. They're gonna have to be able to step up, and perform, and make shots. I saw Washburn was 3-for-20 from 3 against Missouri Southern tonight, and Missouri Southern won that game, and we just can't shoot like that. I mean, we're gonna have to have a game, Greg, where we're gonna have to make 50% of our threes or 45% of our threes, and be able to be able to rely on that to have some of that shooting. And at some point, we got to have it.
Yeah, and really, when I looked at it, granted the rebounding part of it, you get out-rebounded, but you make some shots in this game at key times, and this ball game could have had a different flavor.
No doubt. I mean, in the rebounding part of it, we missed, we missed 48 shots.
There's a lot of rebounds to be
There's
had.
A lot of defensive rebounds there for people to get. We missed 48 shots, so for us to, to lose the rebounding battle, I mean, they're getting a ton of defensive rebounds, and once again, for us, I mean, we took 7 more shots than they did. We took 7 more free throws than they did. We had 2 more offensive rebounds. We had less turnovers, and still we can't find our way. And, it's been hard for everybody to watch. It's hard for everybody to take. It's hard for our players too as well, and we just got to try to rally the troops. We're almost to the halfway point of this thing. And maybe the second half of this turns for us in a different manner.
Well, Coach, have a good practice tomorrow. We'll see you Saturday in Joplin.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Greg.
That's Emporia State Lady Hornet Coach Toby Wynn joining us here at halftime. Again, the Lady Hornets going down to defeat 82-61 to the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Hornet men leading here at halftime, 39-21. We'll be back with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number.